As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey, it's Cassie, and have y'all seen those cute pins floating around the internet that look like a charging status so you can tell people where you're at with your social battery and whether or not you need to be left alone? Right now, mine would be hovering just above red. I've been so busy that I'm just drained and I need to recharge, which means hibernating without seeing anybody. And you know what made me realize that was okay to do? Therapy. I thought I was being lazy, but in reality, I was giving my body and mind some much-needed R&R, and that wasn't a bad thing. In fact, it was a good thing. Therapy changed my perspective, and that's why I'm a big advocate for therapy, like the kind you can get with BetterHelp. Therapy isn't just for people who have experienced severe trauma. It's to give you the tools to deal with everyday issues that are bugging you, big or small. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BurtShow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BurtShow.
The Burt Show.
You got to get into work, so you're probably going to miss it in an hour because he's all upset that they just got married and now his wife wants to get a reduction. He's like, wait a minute. That's not what I signed up for. So you're probably going to miss that because you're in work. So Kristen, tell them about our podcast, where they can find it, and how our podcast is unique.
Any of your podcast platforms, whether it be Spotify, Apple, you name it, you can find the Burt Show podcast. You can listen to the show as a whole, or you can just download individual segments. Whatever tickles your fancy, you can do it. We make it super easy for you.
All right, Abby, is it a bad idea to even start this relationship if you know it's going to be long-term?
Yeah.
I mean, a long distance.
Long-term. Yes, please. Dear God, that's all I want.
Should I even start it if I know it's going to last forever with unconditional love and someone who cares about me and wants to be with me? Absolutely. So I've been thinking about it recently because I've had a couple of situations come up where it would be a relationship, but it would start long distance. And I'm wondering, from people who maybe have experience or just general wisdom in general, is it a bad idea if you know that you are going to spend the majority of your relationship from the get-go in completely different cities? So a couple of weeks ago, I was on Hinge and I actually matched with someone who was like very, very into me. And I was like, this is different. I'm not used to this.
This is weird.
This is weird. Like, you want to go out with me? I'm not accustomed to this type of treatment. Anyway, so I matched with this guy and I'm starting to kind of pick up a little bit of like a desperate vibe. And I'm kind of wondering where it's coming from. I'm like looking at it like, what's
from
the flaw here?
Him?
From him.
Oh, okay.
I'm like,
you beat me to it, man.
Usually I'm the one that's like, date me. And then it hits me when he sends his next follow-up message while we're talking, and he goes, hey, I just want to let you know I live in this city about 2 hours away. Are you open to long distance? And I had to sit there for a second because for me, I never thought I'd be the kind of person that was against long distance, because I'm like, who's to say that your soulmate is in the city that you live in? Your soulmate could be anywhere. So when it comes to true love, you got to make it happen no matter what. But then I was kind of thinking, and I'm like, that puts a lot of pressure on a first date because we're not in the same city. So I'm like, am I open to long distance? Yes. But the thought of you driving 2 hours to come have dinner with me for it to be like the most disappointing hour of your life just really puts too much pressure on someone with as much anxiety as me. So I decided to let that relationship go, and that's probably not right for me.
Really?
Even though he was really into me. I was kind of like, there's got to be a flaw here. You're too excited about me.
Oh, maybe you're thinking too much, man.
No. I've been around the block a few times. If they've got desperate energy and it's more desperate than me, it's a little sus.
Well, why does that have to be desperate? He looks at your profile, looks at you, thinks you're beautiful. You've said things together that He's like, I might be so into you that I am willing to drive 2 hours just to spend 1 hour with you if it works. Why is that why are you twisting that into something negative? Why does that have to be desperate?
I don't think it's desperate. I think it was the vibe that I was picking up. Like, I would send the message, and then like a second later, it'd be like another message. So I was starting to kind of feel a little bit suspicious about it. It wasn't like, oh, he's interested in me. Ew, I need to get away from this guy who actually likes me. I was just kind of like, I feel like, if you can't find, he lives in a pretty big city. It's not like he lives in small town USA. So I was kind of like, if you're going 2 hours out of your way, you look objectively handsome. Why can't you find someone within a 50-mile radius? And also the desperate vibes.
I still think you should have gone on at least one date.
I do too.
All right, I'll message him. Anyway, yeah. but now I'm going to talk about a different guy.
So is your dating life a
circus? Yes.
No, a case of analysis to paralysis.
No. No, I think it's, women have great intuition, and we always say that, like, there's nothing better than a woman's intuition. I was just picking up on the vibes.
All right.
I'll tell you more also after stuff I can't say on
here.
Okay. Anyway, right. So.
But he wasn't 6 foot?
No, he was like 6'5". That's why I matched with him.
What is going on here?
Yeah, two steps and he's down here.
But he had, but he had blonde hair. to a different guy that I'm talking about, I decided, you know, maybe it was a little judgmental for me to feel like it was a little desperate to go for some guy to drive 2 hours, because I think I would do the same thing, because anytime I travel to a new city, I change my Hinge location just to see what's out there. Because like I said, who's to say that your soulmate is in your exact city? So I'm going to California next week. And so I decided to change my Hinge location to that city. I'm like, I'm going to be bopping around. We have a very lax schedule. If my soulmate happens to be there, I'll have plenty of time to go on a first date with them. So I end up changing my Hinge location to Napa, end up matching with some dude, and it's going really, really well. And he asked me out. And then I got a little nervous again with the whole first date thing. I'm like, this feels like a lot of pressure considering we're starting off in two different cities. I'm like, do I now look like that desperate guy that I'm not specifically going to the city for this person, but that I had to find somebody else in a different city? And then also, is it a bad idea to start off knowing that this is going to be a long distance relationship from the get-go? Like, is it just doomed to fail?
You are the shining example. We had a co-host on this show years ago that explained it to me. Like, when you look at a very expensive watch on the outside, all you see are the hands, right? But then when you open it up, there's all sorts of moving parts and gears. Trickery and gears going on in there. And that's how a woman's mind is what, how she explained it to me. You are the prime example of that.
Listen, I just needed content to talk about this week. but no, is it doomed to fail?
No, it's not doomed to fail. It doesn't reek of desperate. You're going to be in a city having some fun. You're just going to see if there's somebody else out there that you want to hang out with. You're already going. It's not like you're going, like you said, for this guy. You were already going to be there. And so you have some free time. You wanted to see what was out there. You met him, so maybe this is the universe's way of just throwing you a bone and having some fun while you're in Cali.
And Lord knows I need a bone thrown my way, so universe, pick it up.
Save that.
I feel like you can use me as walking proof, like right next to you. I've been in a long-distance relationship for almost 2 years now, and in the moment that we met, we were out of the country, but honestly, I never once had the thought of, like, why can't she meet someone where she's from, or why can't I meet somewhere where I'm from? It just was this feeling of, I've never felt this before, this is different, I know that this is going to work. And I actually felt less pressure because it felt like, if it doesn't work, what are we really losing here? I mean, you're all the way there, I'm all the way here. If it does work, we gain something. But if it doesn't, no big deal.
Can I question on one thing also? Can we reframe that this has to be your soulmate?
But I'm not saying this guy's my soulmate, but I'm just saying, like, you know, what if your person is in a different city?
What if you don't get married to your soulmate? Does that mean that the relationship or the marriage is destined to fail?
Oh, well, I just don't think I could commit the rest of my life to someone that I didn't at least think had a chance at being my soulmate. I'm not sure that I believe in soulmates, but if I don't at least look at you and feel like this is what people talk about when they say you're my soulmate, then I don't think I could commit to someone for the rest of my life.
Would you say that when you met Barth that he was your soulmate?
Absolutely not. I wanted nothing to do with him.
Absolutely not.
And that's a wrap.
The Burt Show.